Blog Talk Radio.
If you like to save money and shop, then this is definitely the show for you. I am so happy it is Friday in April. Yes, it is. It is Friday. It's a lucky day, despite what anybody else says. It is Friday the 13th, but that's okay. We have found some great thrills, chills, and deals. So we're going to go through the who, what, where, when, how on all the frills, thrills, chills, and, of course, all of the deals. Our frills are things that are free. The thrills that are things that are fun. Chills are where to go. And, of course, the deals are too good to be real. So we're going to have some great, great fun today. I'm going to give you all an opportunity to call in, or you can actually join me in the chat room as well. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. But before we do anything, we're going to come back right after our disclaimer is played and jump into those thrills, frills, chills, and, of course, the deals right here on Dollar Diva and her Bargain Baddies. It is bargain hunting time.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back, and this is your Dollar Diva speaking. We have a great show for you today. I know that the weekend is right here. This is Friday, so TGIF to everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to give you some great tips on what you can do to save money. I'm going to start off with some frills, some free things, great websites that you can go to. It is called totallyfreestuff.com. That is right, totally free stuff, and they mean exactly that. They're going to give you some great things that are completely 100% totally free. So you can go to totallyfree.com, and they give you the deals for the day. And since it is today, Friday the 13th, I'm going to give you some of the things that are on the website for today. You can get $100 off. Red Lobster has a gift card for $100, and that is on the top of their list for today. And you can also find some really, really great things. Guess what? Office Depot is giving 25 free copies today only. 25 free copies at Office Depot. You can also get, of course, free ebooks on Amazon.com only for today. They have some free ebooks on Amazon.com. Now, Samsung is giving free and test. So you test it and you keep it. Free Samsung Galaxy S3. You test it and you keep it. You heard me correctly. Remember, all of these things you can find on totallyfree.com. Today only, free Sundays at Checkers and Raleigh's near you. So you can go to Checkers, you can go to Raleigh's, and you can get your free Sunday. So we advise you all to definitely take advantage of the free deals that they have. And this is daily. You can actually go to this website, totallyfree.com, and they have daily things that are free for the day. So that is one of our great, great frills. And if you just joined us, you are listening to the Dollar Diva. It is bargain hunting time. We are giving you the great thrills, frills, chills, and, of course, always great deals on this show. Now, everyone loves to go out and dine out, and because it is a weekend, this is the perfect time to talk about this. You can go to Groupon. Groupon does have great, great, great frills. You can find great frills and great deals by going to Groupon.com or LivingSocial.com, and they actually will email you what's going on, what's that you can get great bargains on right in your hometown. Now, I would like to talk to you all about saving money while dining out. Now, long ago, people rarely ate out. Mom would cook almost every meal at home so that when you did go out, it was always a special occasion. Now it seems as if we have kind of what they say, flipped the script. People are eating out more and dining home less. So it's more or less you get, it's a special occasion if you do get a home-cooked meal. So since we eat out and dine out more, I'm going to go and give you some great tips on what you can do to kind of cut the expense of dining out. So, times are changing. Again, we have reverted to old ways, and because we use more money dining out than we ever did before, then you need to have some great tips. This is what you need to do in order to kind of keep some money in your pocket. You and your family deserve to dine out and enjoy. Read the menus and make sure that you're making properly good choices for your family and that you can stay within budget. So select restaurants that can be affordable. When you may want to eat at restaurants where you feel the owner is going to make sure that you have a wonderful experience and not bang you for your buck, you want to get the most bang for your buck. The bigger the family, I suggest that you go to a buffet. Buffets give you a variety of choices. You can eat until you are full, and you have definitely gotten your money's worth. Now, if you have a family that doesn't necessarily eat a lot of food, then maybe the buffet may not necessarily be the best way. But I push the buffets only because of the fact that everyone has a unique taste of what they may want. And you may not be able to satisfy everyone if you go to a standard restaurant, but this way everyone gets to choose what they want and they can get more of it. So that is a great thing to do. Some restaurants offer specials on certain days and discounts on eating early. So if you actually do your homework and call ahead, and if you have any seniors in your family, they always usually have senior specials, and you can always do know that the smaller portions are smaller prices. So do understand that, and always ask the restaurant, do they have any discount? Even for your little ones, do they have discounts for children? So that is a good sign and something that you definitely need to do. And remember, always, always try to find the best deal. Here's another thing that you can do. Scan the newspaper for ads for discounts for your favorite restaurants. Believe it or not, they might actually be there. Buying an entertainment book that usually has the buy one, get one free are real savings, and that's savings for the whole year. So I would definitely invest in one of the entertainment books because that is a great, great find, and you don't want to skip on that because if you buy one, you get one free, and especially if you have kids and you're trying to get to the soccer games, the football games, the basketball games, and you're trying to get to ballet and all those other activities that your children have, and you don't have a chance to really make something at home, if you have the entertainment book and you can always buy one and get one free, then you're actually only paying for one meal and the other child gets something as well, but you had saved money because you didn't have to buy two. So this is a great deal. So definitely get the entertainment book. We always advise on saving money. And you want to make sure that you're checking out online to see whether or not your favorite restaurant may have the deal for the day. So that would be a great find for you all. If you just joined us, you are listening to your Dollar Diva. It is bargain hunting time, and we're talking about thrills, chills, and, of course, deals that we come by and we pass on to you. Great savings, and we just talked about saving money when you're dining out always. And remember, there's usually an app for that. I always love that there is an app for almost everything, and you can find great deals by going online and seeing if Daily Social, Groupon, or even the restaurant themselves may actually be giving a deal for the day. And take advantage of the eating early. If you go to the restaurant early before peak time, they may have an actual great deal for you there as well. So we're going to keep things moving and give you another great find on how to save money on your grocery bill. If you're like most families, everyone is trying to save money. It is rare to find a family that does not have a food budget these days. So family shoppers search for high and low to cut back on the money that they spend and use coupons. I always say that. Use coupons. Coupons are the best way to save money on the things that you spend your money most on, especially at the supermarket. Now, there is a trick to couponing, and a lot of people don't want to take the necessary time and effort in which to do that, and when they get to the supermarket, they're like, oh, they get so completely frustrated. But if you use your time wisely, we talked about that because here's the thing. The word for the month is being proactive, and we're talking about being financially proactive and finding the best deals and saving you the best and the most money on the things that you do every day. So being proactive and dealing with the coupon situation, you first want to make your grocery list. Once you make your grocery list, you try to see if you can find coupons, and I'm telling you, go online. The internet is your best friend. Go online, and you can actually either go to the manufacturer's website, they have coupons there, or you can actually just Google, put in a search engine, coupons, and find coupons on almost everything. And then when you, after you make your grocery list and you have your coupons together, and we talked about this on previous shows, there are actually apps that will help you find the coupons, scan them in, and also help you scan. You can use your phone to actually scan the barcodes on the items, and you'll still find the best deals. We have a challenge that talks all about this, and I gave it last week. I'm going to give it this week. We are challenging all of our listeners to utilize the aislefinder.com. You go there, you download the app, and on by using this, it will tell you exactly the aisle for all of the items in the grocery store that you are looking for. You can also have your coupons ready. It will take the grocery list that you have put in to the application, find the items, and also include your coupons with that, so you're saving time, you're saving money, you're in, you're out of the store, and you have saved a great deal, because time is money, and with the coupons you've always saved money, and you still got that grocery chore of doing the grocery shopping out of your way. So this is what we're going to tell you for great tips on what you can do in regards to saving money with these coupons. All right. Family food shopping search is definitely on. Cutting out those coupons can be quite a headache sometimes, but you can save up to 30 to 50% depending on what the bill is. Walmart has a challenge, and I always say I love Super Walmart because they have everything. It's one-stop shop. If you have gone to your regular grocery store and you have bought items there, you have your grocery receipt, and you shop the same items at Walmart, you'd be surprised at how much you save. One thing I do like about Walmart is the fact that they do take coupons. And not only do they take coupons, but if you find an ad at another store for the same items that they have at Walmart for cheaper, Walmart will meet it so that you don't have to go all over the place to find the items that you need. So before you do anything, you must, and I applaud you to do this, get organized before you shop. Make your shopping list, and this way it saves you time and it saves you money. Once you've done that and you've taken the coupons, mailed off the rebates, and you take advantage of the store loyalty cards, because a lot of stores have that. They will give you the deal to buy one, to get one free if you have the loyalty card with you. And it's usually available in the larger size, and they also have it where it can for your keys. So don't worry about not having all of the stuff. So if you have your keys, which most of us always do, then you'll have your store loyalty card. So combining regular coupons with sale prices is the best way to save money. Coupon items that you have that you don't normally use, don't worry about that because those are not important to you. But for the items that you are definitely going to buy, you use those coupons. And then you also find out if those items are on sale. Use compared ads. Instead of driving all over the place to find the best deals, you want to make sure and find out whether the store that you're going to will take competitor coupons. And if they do, you can double your savings and save yourself a trip. Don't buy too much. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people think that if you buy in bulk that you're saving money. But if you're the type of family, especially on those perishable items, if you cannot consume all of those things before the expiration, it is not a saving. You've actually wasted money, and that is a no-no on this show. We do not like to waste money, and we definitely do not like to waste time. So only buy what you need, and if you do buy in bulk, make sure that you're able to consume whatever the product is before the expiration date. Make sure that you can have a coupon for those things, and always, always inquire whether or not that store will take competitor coupons. So that is your tip on how to save money on your grocery bill. I know we have to do the grocery shopping and we hate doing that, but I challenge all of you all to take advantage of the aislefinder.com app. on your phone because it will save you time and it will save you money. You can get your grocery list on there. You can organize your coupons. It will tell you the aisles in which all of your items are. You get in, you get out, and you're done. Isn't that a wonderful thing? If you just joined us, you're listening to Dollar Diva. It is bargain hunting time. We're going through the who, what, where, when, and how of finding you the frills, thrills, chills, and, of course, the deals. And the frills are things that are free. The thrills are things that are fun. The chills are places to go. And, of course, we want to talk about those deals that are too good to be real. And I have found some great things. Oh, yes. It is almost that time to take vacations. A lot of us have already started the vacation buzz with spring break. But for those who are getting ready for summer, I have some great things. And a lot of us want to take these fabulous vacations and don't really know where to go to get the best deals. Well, I'm going to tell you a great find and some great websites you can always go to that they have great, fabulous, fabulous things, fabulous deals. All right, for last-minute resources on deals, you can go to last-minute hotels, deals, and you Google this, I'm telling you, you can find some great, great things. You can go to cruiseonly.com and you can get up to 80% on unsold cabins for your cruises. Living Social Daily will find you deals on restaurants, spas, and special events. You can find travel deals at lastminute.onetravel.com. That's right. OneTravel.com will give you last-minute deals on the best values for your reservation. Hotwire. Hotwire.com gives you great deals on flights, hotels, cars, and vacation packages. You can also go to Priceline.com, CheapTickets.com as well for all of these great, great deals, thrills, and chills. Now, about those cruises, how about taking a nice luxury cruise? This is one of life's pure joys. Today's modern cruise lines are engineered marvel floating five-star hotels. That's right, and they can offer the best service, accommodations, cuisine, and activities. You can visit the most exquisite locations on a nonstop relaxation or stimulation, depending on your pleasure. Over the few years, the cruise companies have spared no expense, literally investing billions of dollars on jaw-dropping super ships. That means everything that you can possibly think of, it is aboard your cruise. So not only do you get great destinations, but you get five-star service. So we want to tell you about the 80% off price. That's right, you heard me correctly. You can actually get up to 80% off the brochure price. Believe it or not, it is possible. And I'm going to tell you how you can do that. You can go to vacationstogo.com. They are one of America's largest cruise agencies. They have founded more than 25 years ago. Vacation to Go realized that taking a cruise vacation may be a new experience for many. So they want to help make this experience a great one and give you the best possible price. So Vacations to Go is the best place for you to go. So you go to vacationstogo.com, and then you can select some of the top brand cruise vacations and in-depth information on every cruise line and every cruise ship. So you can get the latest on their promotional offers, their shopping catalogs. You're able to compare prices, and I'm telling you, wow, okay? So you want to know, I know, just like I did, how can I get that 80% discount? Because the huge cost is involved in building and operating these luxury cruises, cruise lines don't want their ships to have empty cabins. They want the fewest empty cabins as possible. So this is where Vacation to Go comes in. And what they do is they sell the excess inventory depending on the and giving you deep discounts to the customers, allowing cruise companies to still get full advantage of having a full cruise, but you as a customer don't have to pay that huge price. So you can get up to 80% off of the regular fare by simply going to Vacation to Go. You'll find the best price, you get guaranteed service, and if you're not ready to cruise right at this minute, you still want to be a part of the Vacation to Go. They have a free newsletter that will help you stay on top and help you actually plan your vacation. So that is a great place to start. You go to vacationtogo.com, and they will tell you all about these fabulous, exquisite cruises that you can take. And I'm telling you, take advantage of this. This is such a great opportunity. Life is so short already. You really need a vacation, and you deserve to have fun, thrills, and chills. So guess what? We want you to take advantage of the fun, thrills, and chills. That's right. Okay, last but not least, for those moms who want to save 90% on the best clothes for their kids, I'm going to tell you. You go to Zillys.com, and I'm telling you, what a great find. You can get reduced prices on name brand things for your kids. Zillys, that is Zulily.com. Great finds, up to 90% off the retail value. Look, when a listener actually emailed me this, I couldn't believe it. I was like, yeah, right. I tested it out myself, and I was like, oh, my God. That's right. Oh, my God. When I saw all of the name brand clothes and everything that you could possibly find one place, wow. So go to Zillys.com, and you can find up to 90% off of name brand clothes for your kids. So that is our great, great deal for the week. And I want to tell everybody, TGIF, really, thank you so much for all of your emails. And, you know, wow, you all have done some great homework on finding some great bargains. I want to thank all of you all for that. Please take our challenge. Go to aislefinders.com, because we have to do this grocery shopping anyway. Why not save time and money in doing so? Always go online, find the greatest deals on the things that you buy the most. We always say that you want the greatest deals for everything. Do not let them keep money in your wallet. So until next week, I'm going to quickly go over what we talked about today. We talked about how to save money dining out. Take advantage of those entertainment books that have the buy one, get one free. You can find those definitely at Walmart and Walgreens. They do have those, and it's good all year round. So you want to take advantage of that. Go online and find coupons before you go to a restaurant. You can always go to the restaurant's website, see if they actually have a coupon. Go on those days that they actually give discounts, so you want to take advantage of that. Take advantage of the opportunities for you to save money. Always, always do that. Always find coupons for everything, thrills, chills, and, of course, always deals on this show. So until next week, see you all. TJ, and have a great weekend. Or at least my teacher told me that. College don't go naturally. That is for that big fat.